Brendan Fanning, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, 98.7 in Mackay. The Whit Sundays, 92.3. It's 13 minutes past 6.
Oh, this could go pear-shaped.
For Get Real Workwear and Safety, fully stocked by the big dog himself, Luke Boner from the night shift, coming up after 6.30. We're just talking about Dave being busted on Tinder once again. Says he hasn't, but...
No, I freely admit I was on there, but you're talking about that Plenty of Fish one. So
I don't know much about dating sites.
Yeah, aren't you happy?
So we thought, look, because you couldn't tell me what you think goes wrong in your social gatherings, get-togethers, girlfriends, partners, dating, whatever.
I'm just the model. I'm the model boyfriend. Cook clean, wash dishes, good with kids.
So you got tickets on yourself big time. I found Lizzie. Now, Lizzie, what do you mean? What did you sign like that for?
Oh, this is going to go pear-shaped. I know it.
She's joining us this morning. Now, you went out for a bit of a date with Dave, Lizzie, to Nitro Circus, wasn't it, a few years ago? Is she there?
I think she is.
Hey, Lizzie.
Oh, she doesn't even want to talk now.
You know you're in strife if that's the case. You know you're in strife.
Okay.
I think we've lost it. We'll try and get it back on the air. But you went out to Nitro Circus with her, what was it, a couple of years ago,
wasn't it? Yeah, a few years ago. You were there, actually.
You there, Lizzie? She might have us on mute on her phone. I don't know. We'll find that. We'll find out what's going on there. But it's you. Were you dating on Plenty of Fish? Were you dating on... what was the go with
Lizzie? I'd met her through a friend of both of ours, as a matter of fact, through Facebook, I think it was.
You're right.
And we started chatting away, and I actually thought it was a date, but...
this is the communication issue that you have.
What communication issue?
I don't know. Let's try it again. Just put her on for a second.
Okay.
Here we go. Are you there, Lizzie? No, we've
lost it. No, okay.
We'll get it back on the air some stage. But so you went to
The Nitro Circus.
Yeah,
I thought we had a great time. Took her kids and everything, and we had a great time. I thought you even made fun.
I'm not ending this break until we get her on the air.
Oh, great!
So, it's ringing again. So hopefully we can hear something.
You guys muted me.
Hey, there we go. The phones are working. Can we have a hallelujah for our technicians? We're doing a good job. Now, Lizzie, you went to Nitro Circus with Dave a couple of years ago. Was that a date or how did that come about? Because Dave was confused.
Okay, so I didn't think that it was a date.
Yeah.
But he said that it was a date and I didn't realize that it was a date.
This is embarrassing.
What happened was we were having coffee and he was telling me about other women. So, like, I thought he friend zoned me.
When did I
Why
say that?
Why would you talk about
you
other women?
One other woman, I forget her name. It was like, this was like a couple years ago. And I was like, look, I was like, I thought he just friend zoned me. Like, I was like, okay. And then I just left it.
Why would he talk about other women at a date with, like, even if it wasn't a date, but if you're getting to know somebody, why would you talk about other women? Dave, I don't understand.
I'm calling BS.
No,
you mentioned another woman. You were telling me about another woman, and I was like, okay. And so I really legitimately thought that you friend-zoned me. Because we met through mutual friends. We didn't meet, like, online, like it was intention to date.
Oh.
We just met through mutual people. I assumed that he liked someone else. And he was just taking me because I had kids. That was it. Like, that's why I thought we went to Nitro Circus.
Oh, wow.
Are you seeing anybody at the moment, Lizzie?
Yeah, I was about to ask the same thing.
I've worked with a man for 10 years, and I can tell you his communication skills are not up to scratch. So... Listen to a laugh.
He's a radio person now.
I know.
His job is communication.
Well, obviously not good at my job.
Oh my god!
One more question. Put it back on.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, Liz, what are you doing tomorrow night?
I don't have any plans, actually.
Stay there. We'll talk.
Oh, my God. You just hit on Lizzie again on the air. All right, Jane Day for breakfast. Wow. Things happen on this breakfast show. 17 past 6 at Triple M.